WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two officers escaped serious injury after an accused drunk driver struck the rear of a patrol car late Friday night northeast of Bryan. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says one of his deputies was leaning through the passenger side window of a deputy constable's car during a traffic stop on Tabor Road near the Old Lakeview Club.
It knocked our deputy back into the ditch, and he's really sore, but thankfully doesn't have any injuries. The constable's car got clipped in the driver's side, the rear quarter panel, and did significant damage to the car.
The deputy constable was in the driver's seat. Both were treated at St. Joseph for non-life-threatening injuries. DPS arrested 20-year-old Juan Falcon Corral of Bryan for DWI, and he's out of jail after posting bond. Bryan Fire and Police report three arrests and two still being sought from a residential burglary and arson from 2 months ago. Investigator William Bouse of the Fire Marshal's office says they were able to identify five suspects thanks to the victim learning her stolen property was being pawned.
It was really important that she was informed of what other people were hearing about so that she could then inform us and we could take it from there.
No one was home at the time of the burglary and arson in the 1100 block of Orlean. Bouse says arrest warrants have been issued for a juvenile and 19-year-old Rick Edwards. Previously arrested were 18-year-old Lakeith Mason, 28-year-old Barry Williams II, and 36-year-old Faye Sweeps, all of Bryan. Bell says an arrest warrant has also been issued in an unrelated arson. 24-year-old William Shields is accused of setting fire to an occupied home in the 3100 block of Tennessee. A second person has died from last week's home explosion in Dobbin. Lena Moak Knight passed away Saturday, 2 days after her sister-in-law, Jennifer Moak. The Dobbin Facebook page reports the prognosis is good for Jennifer's 8-month-old grandson, Wyatt Smith. The infant had his breathing tubes removed Saturday, and he's doing well. Services for both women are tomorrow morning in Plantersville. Last August, there was an armed robbery at a credit union in College Station. The FBI says the same suspect has hit 10 financial institutions in Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi over a 4-year period. A photo of what the FBI has nicknamed the Lone Ranger is online at WTAW.com. A news release from the FBI says the suspect, who does not attempt to disguise his face, was given the nickname for the blue Texas Rangers baseball cap he's worn robbing banks and credit unions where loans are offered. Otherwise, he's been dressed in suits to jeans to athletic wear. To date, no one has been physically harmed. A push to divert nearly $1 billion a year from the state's reserve fund to pay for Texas roads and bridges is advancing in the legislature. State Senator Charles Schwertner was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about his funding preference.
No one likes a new fee or new tax, and I personally don't like more bond debt or passing it on to future generations or new toll roads. So we need to find a reliable source of funding for transportation, and I think the most appropriate way is a kind of a pay-as-you-go method that doesn't include any of the fees or taxes or more bond debt.
The full Senate will vote this week on a plan to send money from the oil and gas severance tax into a new road-building account after the Rainy Day Fund passes the $6 billion mark. Lawmakers say estimates show the Rainy Day Fund will exceed more than $6 billion for the next several years because of the continuing oil and gas boom. A public education proposal supported by all 31 state senators and all but two state representatives has been vetoed. It would have allowed the Texas High Performance Schools Consortium to develop a new assessment and accountability system. College Station is one of 23 members of the consortium. Superintendent Eddie Coulson said before the veto, the goal was creating a system across grade levels and across subjects that more accurately measured and better prepared students for college and the workforce.
House Bill 5 reduced the number of tests. It really didn't change the concept of high-stakes testing.
The governor's veto message of House Bill 2824 stated in part, the state's education commissioner is developing a new system that will allow districts to innovate without sacrificing important accountability. Among the co-authors was Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station. 2 months since the West fertilizer plant explosion, victims who thought they were okay are needing assistance. That's where the West Long-Term Recovery Center comes in. Administrative Assistant Sarah Gardner says individuals and groups are welcome to volunteer in town for any period of time.
We have a need for volunteers to come in the office and help us do filing, copying, answer the phones, to people to walk down the streets and pick up the trash that's, you know, left on the streets from, you know, whatever reason that there's trash, in mow yards, help paint a shed or a house, help somebody move some furniture, help somebody set up furniture, even organize their closet or something.
Gardner says you can mail the center gift cards, which are distributed on a daily basis. More information is on their website, which you can find by going to WTAW.com. In Washington, the House Speaker wants committee work on immigration reform to wrap up before the July 4th recess. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's hard to tell if that will happen.
We have consensus on the need for an improved and mandatory E-Verify system. We have consensus in terms of trying to fix the broken entry-exit visa program. We have consensus on trying to make legal immigration, to improve that process.
Flores says there's no consensus about what to do with the 11 million in the U.S. illegally. WTAW News Time is 7:14 at 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com and remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley at bestofthebrazos.com. That's Lone Star Roof Systems.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning, it's 7:16. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Hot weather is going to be parked over the region for this week. We'll see lots of sunshine for today. Our high temperature is going to be about 95 to 100 degrees this afternoon. There is the potential for an isolated thunderstorm. It'll be partly cloudy, warm tonight. Lows will be 74 to 79. For tomorrow, partial sun, the risk of a thunderstorm, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 74 to 79. Some sunshine, highs around 95 during the day on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel's tweet just causes problems on Twitter. We'll get caught up with that. Also, we've got NBA playoffs, the U.S. Open, and more with sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50. That sounds like a scooter.
Yeah, it does. Today's a ride your motorcycle to work day, if you want to do that. It's going to be hot, I mean, to let you know. But it's not going to rain, probably, unless there's a little 20% chance. And Kevin didn't ride his to work today.
Because mine's busted. Stop rubbing it in.
Okay. Hell's Angels.
Which I am not.
No. May just be angels now. Yesterday morning, Pope Francis blessed hundreds of Harley-Davidsons and their leather-clad riders before a papal mass at the Vatican. Yeah. The motorcycle enthusiasts were in Rome to celebrate Harley's 110th anniversary. They reported 500,000 Harley riders were in town for the four-day celebration.
That's funny.
500,000 guys and gals on Harleys in Rome? Pope Francis, no stranger to sitting there and going for a ride with the wind blowing through his hair, stood in an open-top Jeep and blessed the throng, some 1,400 leather-vest-wearing biker dudes. By the way, Pope Francis also stands in solidarity with bikers. He is now a proud Harley owner.
Yep,
the two white classic Harleys for the Vatican police to use. So, there you go. Got that going
for
you.
So they put a Pope-mobile bubble around the Harley Davidson?
Would that be great? No, don't know that he's riding necessarily, but that's it. Okay. Got a little motorcycle sound for you this morning. Oh, gosh. Honey Boo Boo went to the Olympics. Star Magazine has pics of the reality star show star dancing Gangnam Style at the Redneck Olympics in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, that's perfect.
Week.
I didn't know there were the Redneck
Olympics. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah, the Redneck Olympics rock. Yeah, yeah, we'll look that up and school you on that soon. But that's, well, now, and they probably had to pay her money, you know what I'm saying? They probably just so she
An appearance fee?
Yeah, something like that. So she and her mom, the human thumb, could show. Church of Scientology has forced the London Sun tabloid to apologize for reporting that UFOs were seen flying over the church's British headquarters, but the Sun apologized to the aliens. Yeah. The tabloid says that it's sorry for their recent report, flying saucers over British Scientology HQ. Flat silver discs were seen hovering by three airplane pilots, explaining, following a letter from the lawyers for the church, we apologize to any alien life forms for linking them with Scientologists. As Lawrence Wright reported in his book, Going Clear, the Church of Scientology is infamous for aggressively suing its critics for libel, something that all the more dangerous in Britain, where it's a lot easier to win libel suits. So there you go. It was. Oh, and by the way, that's probably the reason that Going Clear wasn't published in Great Britain. But there you go. They've decided they wanted to apologize to the aliens. Hello. Ooh. Yeah. Well, you have to wait.
Goodbye.
I gotta get over there. You know, I gotta push the button and all that. Did you hear about the Super Bowl ring controversy?
Yes. With booty poo.
Weird?
What is this about? During 2005 meeting, Russian President Vladimir Putin possibly stole one of the Super Bowl rings belonging to Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots. So claims Kraft, at least. Kraft said that he took out the ring, showed it to the Pootster, and Putin put it on. Kraft put his hand out to get the ring back, and Putin put it in his pocket, and three KGB guys kind of got around him and walked out.
And said, Nyet!
Nyet! Yes, on Saturday, Putin denied any such theft. Why is this just coming out now? I mean, this is 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's weird.
Putin's spokesperson said that, yes, there was some confusion. However, a few days afterwards, it was decided that the ring was a gift. It was.
Because he said so.
It was decided. Okay. What Mr. Kraft is saying now is weird, said the spokesman. I was standing 20 centimeters away from him, and Mr. Putin and saw and heard how Mr. Kraft gave the ring to him as a gift. The gift is now residing in the Kremlin library. They put it there yesterday.
That's why we're talking about
that's
it
now. Right, yeah, because he took it to Pawn Stars and they said, I'll give you 20 bucks. Still, Kraft insists that it was never a gift, but was told to make it seem like one by the White House to avoid any kind of a diplomatic incident. Wise choice. If Mr. Putin takes something from you, best you consider it gone or just an awesome gift.
Yeah.
Ask his wife. Yeah, exactly right. So, okay, see how that works. Okay, and I don't want you to... Don't want you to put on your tinfoil hats necessarily yet or get freaked out over this, but did you see what Google did over the weekend?
No, I missed that.
Well, we're all used to wireless internet by now.
Sure.
Okay. Compared to what's coming up soon, that may be low tech.
Oh, yeah?
Most traditional Wi-Fi still relies on some kind of a router plugged into a wall, but Google has announced their plans to release 30 Wi-Fi test balloons, 12 miles into the stratosphere. The balloons are intended to beam down internet access to areas without ground connections. It's called Project Loon. Google's goal is to connect people in rural and remote areas and help.
So the government can watch them, too.
Well, now, if you want to say that, that's entirely up to you.
That's good.
It's actually, though, you see, to help fill coverage gaps that are out there. Oh, and here we go. And bring people back online after disasters. There we go. We played the safety card on you. It's about your safety and security. The world has a huge digital divide between the 4.8 billion unwired people and the 2.2 billion of us that are plugged in. The project will begin this month on New Zealand's South Island. Now, the story I read about this is they put some of these balloons up, and they're talking to some guy who's lives out in the middle of nowhere, and he was able to have connectivity for about 15 minutes until the balloon moved out of his range.
Mm.
The plan is that these balloons will be untethered.
That sure could be frustrating for people trying to watch movies.
Well, sure. These balloons will be untethered and will be carried by the wind as they circumvent the globe.
Then how do they know where they're going to
be? I don't know. Again, that's all that they said in the article, and it's Google after all. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
Well, you know, it's Monday, and Friday will be here before we know it. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know, I really don't understand about these untethered balloons. Don't they know that the wind's going to blow them over into, like, Australia and not stay in New Zealand very long?
Exactly. Thank you. And I mean, I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist. Don't play one on the radio. But they, I'm sure they look at the winds, and I have to think that, I don't know, when you get over to the Himalayas and stuff like that, are they all going to just end up, we're going to have 12,000 balloons bunched up against Mount Everest in 5 years after all this? I mean, I understand what
they're
trying to do.
It's Google. They'll be biodegradable.
Well, yeah. And again, they'll figure it out. But if that's not creepy, I mean, you ever think about that? Just having those balloons up there. And again, you won't be able to see them. They'll be way up there in the stratosphere and 12 miles high. Well, that's more than the birds even wanted. Anyway. We'll
wow,
see.
Look at you go to 70s really. Or 60s rock references.
Yeah, we'll see. But that's what Google did. And is it odd to you that they started this in New Zealand?
A little strange.
Out there where nobody really knows about it? You know, pay no attention. These aren't the balloons you're looking for.
Hey, folks. How's your lawn
looking? Yeah.
Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High temperature today expected to be about 96 or so, maybe up to 100. Low temperature around 75. We'll continue that all week long. Slight chance of maybe some pop-up showers. Right now, the winds are calm, and it's 76 degrees.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Great Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the last 2 years. Please remember to vote for us again this year. Find the link at txtraders.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Today, folks, another attack on American businesses. U.S. District Judge William Pauley III has ruled that Fox Searchlight Pictures violated minimum wage and overtime laws. What they did was use unpaid interns on the 2010 movie Black Swan. A couple of interns, Eric Glatt and Alexander Footman, did low-level work like running errands, making copies, tracking purchase orders, the kind of stuff that interns have been doing forever, including filing. Well, these two filed suit. Now, here's the lay of the land. There are about 1 million unpaid internships nationwide, regulated by the Labor Department. But that's not good enough for the left. The Economic Policy Institute, liberal think tank, accuses businesses of exploiting interns and driving down wages. Ex-intern Eric Glatt, the lead plaintiff, agrees in a conference call with reporters. He complained that an unpaid internship has become a form of institutionalized wage theft. He's currently studying law at Georgetown. Georgetown. That makes you wonder if these unpaid interns were activists with an agenda, much like 30-year-old activists who agitate for free birth control. Anyway, Fox Searchlight plans to appeal, but don't be surprised if, to avoid liberal lawsuits, thousands of businesses say just to heck with this and kill off all internships and the opportunities that come with them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
They say that when you work your own land, it doesn't feel like work at all, and that's certainly true when you have a Mahindra tractor. My friends at Mahindra make heavy-duty tractors designed to push more, pull more, and lift more, so you can do more work in less time. And who wouldn't want more hours in the day to fish, hunt, or just relax? Well, right now is the best time to become a Mahindra owner. Head to Mahindra's Dealer Days for 0% financing for 84 months, plus $400 off implements and Mahindra's industry-best 5-year powertrain warranty, all to help you tend to the land you love. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and great financing on a new Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. To find your local dealer and test drive a Mahindra, please visit MahindraUSA.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to 1.5 acres, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan fire investigators have identified suspects in two residential arsons. William Bow says an arrest warrant has been issued in a fire set at an occupied home in the 3100 block of Tennessee. Bell says authorities are looking for 24-year-old William Shields. In an unrelated case, Bell says there have been 3 arrests and 2 more are being sought for a burglary and arson of a home in the 1100 block of Orlean in mid-April.
When the victim reported back to us that she had word that they were pawning her property at a local pawn shop, and from that we were able to obtain some surveillance tapes and then go into a collaborative effort with the property detectives of Bryan PD.
That led to the arrests of 36-year-old Faye Sweeps, 28-year-old Barry Williams II, and 18-year-old Lakeith Mason. Arrest warrants have been issued for 19-year-old Rick Edwards and a juvenile. All are from Bryan. An accused drunk driver was arrested after hitting a deputy constable's patrol car while it was at a traffic stop, sending the constable and a deputy sheriff who was assisting to the hospital. Sheriff Chris Kirk says this was late Friday night northeast of Bryan on Tabor Road near the old Lakeview Club. The sheriff's deputy, who was leaning through the passenger side window when the patrol car was hit, was thrown into the ditch.
He related to us that it knocked him back with such force that it kind of knocked the wind out of him. He couldn't even talk, and the constable asked how he was. You know, they couldn't find him.
Both officers were treated at St. Joseph for non-life-threatening injuries. DPS investigated the crash. 20-year-old Juan Falcon Corral of Bryan is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for DWI. There is only one survivor from the home explosion in Dobbin last week. According to the Dobbin Facebook page, the prognosis is good for 8-month-old Wyatt Smith. His breathing tubes were removed Saturday, and he is doing well. The baby's great aunt, Lena Moak Knight, died on Saturday. Services for Knight and the baby's grandmother, Jennifer Moak, will be tomorrow morning in Plantersville. Governor Perry has vetoed a public education proposal supported by the entire state Senate and all but two members of the House. House Bill 2824 would have allowed the High Performance Schools Consortium to develop a new assessment and accountability system. College Station is one of the 23 member districts. Superintendent Eddie Coulson said before the veto, the consortium would have been the state's research and development arm.
Provide an assessment and accountability system across grade levels and across subjects that more accurately measures students' abilities as well as pushes us to prepare students more for college and the workforce.
In his veto message, the governor wrote, "Flexibility and innovation are important, but we will not compromise academic rigor or student outcomes." Victims of the West Fertilizer Plant explosion from 2 months ago are still using the city's long-term recovery center. Administrative Assistant Sarah Gardner says they're still needing gift cards in all types and denominations. Gardner says debit and gift cards are being used to cover victims' living expenses.
And those are very helpful to be able to just hand it to somebody who comes in and who is struggling and they have this bill and they need to pay it, or, you know, they just wanted to go and do something normal and be able to go to the grocery store and buy groceries for their family. And so that's really nice to be able to hand them that and help them out.
The center's website includes a mailing address and information on how you can volunteer your time in West. Go to our website, WTAW.com, for more information. The Texas Senate Finance Committee has endorsed the idea of moving nearly $1 billion a year from the state's reserve fund to pay for highways. State Senator Charles Schwertner says the idea of sending a portion of oil and gas severance taxes into a new road building account instead of the rainy day fund merits discussion.
Now, I certainly believe that we should keep an adequate balance in our rainy day fund to make sure that we have the highest credit, and we do, and to prepare for any future emergencies, natural disasters, or emergencies that are put forth by our federal government or the stock market. But, you know, there's a certain amount of money that above that amount that should be utilized for critical infrastructure needs, because longer term we're going to be paying for it one way or the other.
Money would be diverted only after the reserve fund hits $6 billion a year. Lawmakers say estimates show the fund will exceed that figure for at least several years because of the continuing boom in the energy industry. The FBI is looking for the Lone Ranger, a man accused of 10 armed robberies of financial institutions in Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi. The nickname is not because the bandit wears a mask. The FBI reports the robber does not attempt to hide his face. The moniker comes from wearing a blue Texas Rangers baseball cap while robbing banks and credit unions where loans are offered. The rest of his clothing choices have varied from athletic wear to jeans to business attire. So far, no one has been harmed. Between January 2009 and last October, he has struck Texas locations in Wichita Falls, Tyler, Temple, Round Rock, Salado, and College Station. And while federal budget sequestration is reducing security along the U.S.-Mexico border, the House Speaker wants immigration reform out of the committee by the July 4th break. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says their proposal calls for tightening border security beyond what was drafted by the so-called Gang of Eight.
We have independent verification of our security status instead of having the Secretary of Homeland Security self-certify that they're border secure. We also come up with a better system, I think, for the entry-exit visa program than what they've come up with. And we also put more boots on the ground.
Border Patrol agents say their work along the Mexico border is being hampered by fuel conservation measures brought on by budget cuts. Agents in the Rio Grande Valley say they're being forced to double up in vehicles for patrol, while others are dropped off in the field to sit in parked vehicles or patrol on foot. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
At RV Station's huge pre-4th of July sale in Bryan, they make it easy to take your family camping. Why a pre-4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might actually want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July the 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28BHS bunkhouse. This one's got all the options for you, folks. It's just $18,995. Stock number is 1546. If a motorhome is more your style, get a brand new Jayco Red Hawk Class C double slider. This will allow you to travel in style, and you take $19,500 off MSRP. It's just $67,995. The stock number is 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check them out online at rvstationonline.com. Take a vacation at RV Station. Your family fun starts right there. Visit rvstationonline.com today.
Girls' night out. Are you coming?
Sorry, I can't.
We never see you anymore.
Mom fell today. Her Alzheimer's is getting worse.
I'm so worried about you.
I'm really struggling here.
To find support, go to helpforalzheimersfamilies.com. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
Good morning, 741. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
Heat and humidity will certainly be feeling both over the next several days. Lots of sun today. There could be a storm that pops up this afternoon. High temperatures are going to have tends to climb to 95 to 100 during the afternoon. Looks like it's going to be generally partly cloudy overnight, 74 to 79. I think we'll see sunshine during the day tomorrow with the chance of an isolated thunderstorm. High temperatures are going to be about 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will drop down probably to about 74 to 79. Lots of sunshine Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And one thing he's got to understand, that nothing good happens after midnight.
That's an ESPN analyst talking about Johnny Football and Twitterverse. We'll get you caught up with that. Also, we've got baseball in the works and the NBA playoffs and U.S. Open all to come. We'll cover it for you in sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 10.
Oh, thank goodness Manu Ginobili, is that his name?
Yes.
Came off the bench and scored 24 points. Oh, my gosh, I was so concerned.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, I know it was. Well, it's probably because it's his last home game. ever.
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 And that's it. They told him, if you're going to go out big.
Absolutely.
40th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards were held last night. I don't know about y'all, but I sat my hands clenched between my knees watching the excitement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was hosted by Sam Champion of Good Morning America, of course. And the lead actor of, again, Daytime Emmys, the lead actor was Doug Davidson. I think we all know him as Paul in The Young and the Restless. And the lead actress was...
Yeah, I smell sarcasm.
Yeah, it was Heather Tom. We know her as Katie in The Bold and the Beautiful. Huh. The best game show is The Price is Right. How many game shows are left anyway? I mean, doesn't it win pretty much by default?
Well, yeah, The Price is Right.
The best...
Well, there's a whole network of game shows. They probably count.
Maybe so. But if they're repeats, if they're old ones, I don't know.
No, they have new ones.
Oh, do they? Okay. Mm-hmm. The best game show host, Ben Bailey, Cash Cab, no doubt. But is that show still on?
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I guess I stopped collecting it on my DVR because I would do that, and then I'd ended up like with 23 of them. Jackie'd go, you got to really watch those. I went, eh, no. But Cash Cab's a pretty cool show.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I could win a fortune on that show.
Sure. You're yelling at the television. Dad, quit yelling at the TV, right?
Yeah, that never happens at my house.
Best talk show, informative, the Dr. Oz show. Best talk show entertainment, the Ellen DeGeneres show. That's just because Oprah's not around. The Lifetime Achievement Award, and it has been a lifetime, Monty Hall. And you got to love this. Movie icon George Lucas picked up his first ever Emmy for Star Wars The Clone Wars.
So, wow.
So George Lucas going, who are all these people?
Because he needs more hardware.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a tooth story for us.
Well, I have a tooth question.
A tooth question. Here we go. And, of course, we're all authorities because we have teeth.
Well, but we have smart people that listen.
Yeah, we do.
That's where I'm leaning towards more than anything else. Yep. Anyway, daughter has front tooth that's been loose for a while.
Your daughter is how old?
7.
Okay, she's 7.
And it won't come out.
Okay.
I've asked if I can use the string on the tooth, pull it out like I did when I was a kid. I've been told absolutely not.
Well, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Scars you for life?
I don't know.
Okay.
How long has it been loose?
For quite a while. The problem is the new one's coming in underneath it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this something we need to go to a pediatrician for? Is this something I need to go to a dentist for? Do I tie it to the door and get rid of it dad style?
Yeah.
Well, as the tooth comes in underneath it, won't that push it out?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Oh.
I don't want her to have a grill that looks like mine, akin to David Letterman when she grows up.
Well, why don't you just get her to wiggle it 30 seconds every night?
Well, that's what we're trying now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
But we think, because with teething, a lot of times, you know, kids get sick. Well, my daughter's been running a low-grade fever for the better part of 2 days, and I'm wondering if that's what it's from.
If it's infected?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, that's it.
But if you got a suggestion or anybody knows what I should do, I'd appreciate the call.
When mine had teething pain, when one of mine had teething pain, the doctor said, well, just get some Southern Comfort and rub it on there. I went, what?
I said,
yeah. Said they like that because it's tasty. You know, the alcohol kind of sheds it a little
it's
bit.
It's got that peachy taste.
I tried it to see if it worked. Hello?
Caramel apple.
Caramel apple.
I like that.
That is a good idea.
I like that.
Yeah. A little accident might happen. Hello?
After school treat.
So you can imagine my surprise when I tune in and the first thing I hear is, why don't you get her to wiggle it?
There are problems in the world you wish you could solve, but you just know you can't.
Yeah.
Well, then make a decision to do for one person what you wish you could do for everybody. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In college, Dan saw a documentary about world hunger that moved him deeply. Young and ambitious, he set out to do something about it. But it didn't take long for him to realize his efforts, as noble as they were, couldn't make a dent in the problem. Discouraged, he gave up. Maybe you felt passionate about an issue, and like Dan, you've realized the problem is too big to solve by yourself. But instead of walking away, consider Pastor Andy Stanley's solution. Decide that you'll do for one person what you wish you could do for everybody. You can't adopt every orphan, for example, but maybe you can adopt one. You can't eliminate poverty, but you can help one person maybe get a job or improve their circumstances. There's a well-known story about a little boy and his father, amazed by thousands of starfish that had washed ashore. The father threw several back into the ocean so they wouldn't die. There are too many, his son said. You'll never make a difference. The dad threw another starfish into the water and said, I made a difference for that one. Let's follow suit. Do for one what you wish you could do for everybody. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Child's Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch laser therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair. At Child's Dermatology, call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Washington County Tractor New Holland has 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you can trust.
Lots for you to see at Amish Furniture for generations. They have a lot of new, as a matter of fact. Stop by and see all the new pieces. You can also see new books to view some other pieces, and their new builders that are represented as well. This is a market that has just been exploding for the last few years. More and more quality builders, and Amish Furniture for Generations gives you a chance to look at that. There's a lot of new beautiful tables there and chairs. You'll find the perfect piece for your home, whether it's in the family room or the bedroom or the dining room, or even your office as well, and you can pick from a big selection that's in the store, or they can custom build it for you at Amish Furniture for Generations. They order it out. Obviously, they don't build it there, but it is built with full solid wood, and also handcrafted, bench built by Amish craftsmen. Of course, that means it's made in the U.S. So stop in and see the selections they have for you. Phone number is the same, 260-5050, but their showroom is located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. On Boonville Road, just past Kroger. That's Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts four generations to come.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel set the Twitterverse all a-titter after a late Saturday night, early Sunday morning post that read like he was gearing up to leave A&M. Manziel's tweeted that stuff being what I can't really say on the radio, quote, like tonight, is why I can't wait to leave College Station. He quickly followed up with another message after he deleted that one that said, quote, I love A&M with all my heart, but please, please walk a day in my shoes. Here's ESPN's Mark Sherrith on what effect this might have on the team.
In the locker room, that's going to be no sweat. Guys are going to accept him. Guys love him regardless. And guys understand what he goes through as Johnny Football. I mean, he's got this bigger-than-life persona. And one thing he's got to understand, that nothing good happens after midnight. So shut down your Twitter account. Get yourself away from the general public. But I understand, and his teammates understand, the fishbowl that he does live in. And they don't look at that as a bash against Texas A&M, and they don't look at it as a bash against the football program. They understand the intense pressure that he finds himself under all the time, being that quote-unquote Johnny Football. Sure.
In other words, much ado about nothing, but this is much ado about something. In the first season of competition in the Southeastern Conference, A&M athletics programs continue to set the bar high as it's poised for its best ever finish in the Learfield Sports Directors Cup. The Aggies currently stand in sixth place with 1,081 points. The final ranking will be released upon completion of the College World Series, when baseball points will be added. The SEC is the only conference with three institutions in the current top 10, with Florida being number 2, A&M at 6, and Georgia at 9. Six SEC schools in all are in the top 25. In baseball, after trailing by as many as 8 on Saturday night, the Brazos Valley Bombers managed to pull off an 11-inning miracle. And for Father's Day, the Bombers took down the Acadiana Cane Cutters 3-1 to take their 15th victory of the season. Here's the starting pitcher, Michael Walker.
Well, I was just sticking to my game plan, fastball changeups to the righties, fastball curveball to the lefties, just make sure I stay down in the zone, and they were just putting bad swings on the ball.
The Bombers are 15-1 and undefeated at home and are back in action at home this Saturday. They'll take on the Victoria Generals, first pitch at 7:05. Meanwhile, in the U.S. Open.
Here he goes, just like a putter, but he has the hybrid, popped it forward on the way. He says it's in. It's right on the edge. He pointed that club skyward, and he's laughing with Mark Fulcher, his caddy. Taps it for par. It's a standing ovation for the Englishman as he looks skyward, and I gotta believe he's saying a prayer. Justin Rose in the house at +1.
Rose, the first Englishman to win the U.S. Open since 1970, closed with an even par 70 for a 1-under total, two strokes ahead of third-round leader Phil Mickelson and Jason Day. Here's Rose on lefty coming up short again.
Phil Mickelson, rightly so, fan favorite. The way he carries himself, you know, I've got nothing but great things to say about Phil. And being Father's Day, I think he needs a big shout-out for how he handled himself as a father this week with his daughter's graduation and coming back to play the tournament and doing such a fantastic job.
Mickelson carried a one-stroke lead into the final round before posting his sixth U.S. Open runner-up finish, extending his record. In the NBA, Manu Ginobili and Danny Green scored 24 apiece last night, and the Spurs beat the Miami Heat 114-104 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Green also broke Ray Allen's finals record for three-pointers in a series with a 25, and if you're kind of a stats geek, he's shooting around 70% behind the arc. Ginobili, who caught some flack during the series for underperforming, answered the call and even got the start.
I needed to make a couple shots. Not that I made that many, like from the three-point line, I still shot 1-for-4. But I just had a better overall offensive game, and I needed to feel like that. So good that it happened in an important situation.
Spurs can win their fifth championship with a victory in Game 6 tomorrow night.
Wagner's pitch, fly ball deep left field. Back for it goes the left fielder Bonifacio. Makes the catch. Ball game. As the Blue Jays win it 7-2.
Colby Rasmus homered for a third straight game in the Toronto Blue Jays 7-2 win to give the Jays a sweep of the slumping Texas Rangers.
Ball lifted in the left field. See if it gets up. Off the wall. It's gone. Late call by third base umpire Doug Eddings. Wanted to make sure he got it right, but Castro goes deep for the 10th time this year.
Castro homered in back-to-back nights for the Astros, and they won 5-4 Sunday over the White Sox. And finally, in NASCAR, Greg Biffle gave Ford a milestone victory down the road from the company's headquarters. Biffle raced to his second straight Sprint Cup win at Michigan, holding off Kevin Harvick after points leader Jimmy Johnson smacked the wall in the final laps. It was the 1,000th victory for the Ford Motor Company across NASCAR's three national series. That's your sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial.
commercial services.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is the only time of the year when we, only day of the year when we think about this.
Huh?
That it was
what, Icelandic Independence Day.
In 1976, what remained of the American Basketball Association, that was the Knicks, the Pacers, the Nuggets, and the Spurs, merged in the NBA, 1976.
Okay.
But the real story is the guys who own the St. Louis Spirits.
Yep.
Their names are Ozzy and Dan Sylna. Now, what happened is they bought out other people who owned, like, the Kentucky Colonels. They paid that guy $3.3 million. The Sylnas, on the other hand, decided, well, what we'd like to do is acquire future television money from the teams that joined the NBA.
Wow.
Now, 1/7 share from each franchise, and they got it in perpetuity.
So they're still getting money.
With the network TV deals becoming more and more lucrative, the deal has made the Sylnas wealthy, earning $186 million as of 2008. And now it's up to $255 million.
Wow.
When you consider this team, now, and here's what happened, is the Sylnas, they were going to buy them out. The NBA had nearly succeeded in buying the Sylnas out back in 1982. They offered them $5 million over 8 years. But the negotiations stalled because they had demanded $8 million. So, and they had paid them that extra $3 million, the NBA would have this $250 million that they've had to pay these guys. So basically what they have done is they have been making $14.5 million a year as owners of a team that has not played basketball in 35 years. Now,
wow.
That was a smart attorney. I don't know who that guy was, but that was a smart attorney.
No kidding.
I mean, $14.5 million, and they got their feet up on the table pretty much. Yeah.
I used to go watch St. Louis Spirit games when I was a kid.
Yeah, you and nobody else, right?
Pretty much,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's it. This is kind of a neat story. 91 years after meeting, they're still in love. Ron and Aline Everest never knew a world would be, they would have never known the world without each other. They were 4 years old, okay? 4 years old when they had the fake wedding. You know, parents will do that sometimes. They'll, like, the kiddo next door or whatever. So they got married, if you will, as four-year-olds. They posed as bride and groom. They had a little wedding thing at a carnival. Later, barely out of their teens, they married for real. And now, 87 years later, they are still married. Pretty cool. Wonder if they recognize.